Barbara Friedman is the editor for Online at Cape Talk. How's it?
Hey, Kino.
So what's happened to my chest? It's just all of a sudden just...
I can hear.
But maybe we'll... Anyway. what do you have for us?
So, you know, I was going to talk about yesterday's budget speech, and there were a few little things that had stood out for me. But then, obviously, because we do follow Twitter, difficult though that is for us all.
Yes, it is.
And I saw from early this morning that ENCA began trending, and, you know, it would be odd for me not to mention it. So here we go. So Lindsay Dentlinger, who's their parliamentary reporter.
Used to work with us as well.
Who did used to work here, and I worked with her at E! So it's, you know, I actually know her. And it's just, it's difficult. I mean, I think that Twitter does jump on. And so let's just talk about what happens. So she interviewed Peter Groenewald from the Freedom Front Plus yesterday after the budget on the Core Court, and he didn't have a mask on. And then let's...
So she allowed him to wear a mask?
To not wear a mask.
To not wear a mask.
Yeah, and then, you know, the UDM deputy president, Baba Kwankwa, walked up with his mask on, and as he walks up, he takes his mask off because now he's also going to do the interview. And she tells him to put the mask on. Let's just listen to the clip, and then we can discuss it.
We have a steep hill lying ahead as far as that is concerned.
Thank you very much, Mr. Peter Groenewald from the Freedom Front Plus. If I can ask Mr. Kwankwa there from the UDM, please can you keep your mask on, sir? Sorry to step on up. Sorry to...
Black Twitter, as it's called, has dug out videos of her interviewing other people in the parliamentary precinct. Sort of John Steyn has in at Sona, where she interviews him without a mask on and doesn't say anything. And then they also have pulled out an interview she did outside court with Bongani Bongo with Ali's corruption trial, where she not only tells him to put his mask on, but she then even says to him, you know, please move it up over your nose, sir. And... But this is the thing I want to just say. Optics are one thing. I mean, we don't know. Lindsay, for all we know, could have done hundreds of interviews with black people where she never told them to put their mask on. We don't know this. So what happens is these three videos are now out there and being shared and shared and shared, put into compilations. And I see EFF's Mbuyisini Ndlozi has put all three together in a tweet and said, this is not unconscious bias. This is racism. This is ENCA and this particular reporter, you know, how they treat black people. It has to be mentioned because Parliament is one of those areas which is particularly sensitive to the race issue.
Yep.
And political parties are. And then you see Peter Groenewald, who's from the Freedom Front Plus, juxtaposed with the UDM. And the one...
My question is, how did she not see his mask? Or how did she not see that he didn't have a mask on?
Well, I don't think that she noticed it. And this is where you have to ask yourself as people living in this country. And it's a difficult question. And I don't think we should get all screechy and crazy about it. You can't. But I do think, you know, I just do think that people need to look at themselves and just try and own that stuff. Because we all have it in us. You know, you literally maybe see someone and you don't notice that because, I don't know, maybe this is just something you don't see when it's a white person. I'm sure there are people listening to this who are going to phone in and say that this is very unfair of me. But I think these are difficult questions and conversations, and unless we have them, I don't think this will ever change. Yeah, so there you go. That's the difficult story of the morning.
Yeah.
The second story I'm going to discuss is just a tweet that has gone viral, emanating from the United States, and it shows pictures of senators in the chamber all sleeping at their little desks. And the reason I'm mentioning it is because we in South Africa do not have, you know, we think we're the only ones where we see our MPs sleeping in Parliament.
Yeah.
And I just thought it might be comforting to know that it's apparently a worldwide phenomenon.
If you listen to this stuff, I would fall asleep in Parliament if I were there, probably.
But I just thought that, I mean, it's gone viral, and it's had so many shares and so many likes. So, yeah, I mean, they get paid, you know, whatever it is. They say $85 an hour or something to sleep in the Senate. So I suppose, you know, this is what people do when they get into these positions. And then the third story I just thought was interesting because it's, again, another complicated story. So Karen was trending, Karen, the famous word for...
Karen, for people who moan.
White woman who moan.
Okay.
And so I went to have a look, and it's a video, an American video, which we're going to just play out. But I just want to set the scene. So A woman stops her vehicle. She storms over to the two men in the vehicle behind her, and she starts screaming and yelling at them, saying that they're following her. It's creepy, and she's going to call the police. Ugh. Whereupon, the guys actually explain that she's got a hose pipe thing falling out of her car, and they were trying to help her. But it isn't that simple. Let's just quickly listen to the audio, and then we can just discuss it again.
Leave me alone. Why do you keep following me? It's honestly so creepy, and I'm going to call the cops.
Okay? Ma'am, no.
Because you guys aren't leaving me alone, and that's why women can't go out in the world by themselves, because of guys like you.
What?
Okay? So stop following me.
You have? I don't know if you have like a gas problem. You have a thing hanging out of your car.
What are you talking about?
There's literally a gas hose hanging out of your car. No one's being creeped. Oh. No, thank you. I guess.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
There's the thank you. That's.
Yeah. So, okay. So, I mean, I know that the initial reaction is everyone's laughing and saying, oh my goodness, why did she react like that? And I understand that at one level, but a lot of people on Twitter saying, you know, it was not great the way she reacted, but you have to understand that for a lot of women, they live in a society where they fear a man being predatory and following them. So again, what I'm saying is it's never black and white. There's not one thing happening here. So, you know, I thought it was an interesting story because it raises the question of that issue of our society and how women are afraid.
Well, it certainly does. And I understand that.
Being helpful.
Absolutely. Anyway, it is 22 minutes to 10.